Why does the world seem to be crumbling into chaos? Can we restrain the powerful forces working global changes? Is it possible to correct our decaying civilization and solve our problems? Sadly, we seem to have no comprehension of the unseen spiritual forces that are arrayed against us. We either reject or ignore the God who offers the only sensible solutions to the problems afflicting our troubled age. Stay with us on Beyond Today as we examine the real power behind today's New World Disorder.
Join our host, Darris McNeely, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
Iran erupts in riots after a questionable presidential election. Hundreds of thousands march in the streets protesting what they claim to be a rigged election. North Korea continues its march toward building a nuclear weapon capable of reaching the western regions of the United States. Hawaii goes on a semi-alert status in preparation for a possible missile attack from North Korea. The world economy continues to struggle through the worst period in more than a generation. Governments are rewriting the way they do business in an effort to keep the financial crisis from escalating out of control. You know, it seems that the world has entered a period where all the rules are being rewritten. Where is this world headed? What horrors make us think that the world is headed in a direction we can't understand? Did the Bible predict this remarkable disorder? If so, where are we in the biblical time frame of prophetic events? Today's secular prophets, clear-thinking authors and journalists, they're sounding an alarm as well. One educator in a book soberly warns us. He says, at the start of the century, humankind finds itself on a non-sustainable course, a course that, unless it is changed, will lead to catastrophes of awesome consequences. This could be humanity's last century, or it could be the century in which civilization sets sail towards a far more spectacular future. Humanity's options are narrowing sharply. Intelligent observers of the world scene recognize that mankind must alter his ways soon or face eking out a bare existence in a shattered and disordered world. We're fast running out of time, many understand. We may have already passed the tipping point. Clearly, when we look at the conflicts, we see an increasing number of conflicts at a very dangerous rate, more than at any other time in history. Hopeful euphoria proves to be only an illusion. You remember the fall of the Berlin Wall 20 years ago, the fall of 1989. It led to the breakup of the Soviet Union and the collapse of communism in Eastern Europe. At that time, world leaders spoke hopefully of what they called a new world order. A new world order would be a completely new society and a new system. The accompanying euphoria that they had in the media closely resembled a similar atmosphere that followed in the wake of World War I, the war that was supposedly the one to end all wars. A new phrase was coined at that time, at the end of the Cold War. It was called the end of history, they thought. The end of history really means a time when humanity might just possibly be poised to move on into a more liberal, peaceful utopia. According to that thought, the United Nations would finally assume its rightful place in the world, with peacekeeping and peacemaking dominating a new age of harmony among the nations. Sadly, this euphoria proved to be a deceptive illusion. If this period were a brief window of opportunity to create a new world order, it soon passed into history. Instead, what the world would soon see were horrendous terrorist tragedies, like 9/11, and the severe weakening of governmental authority, and a growing intensity of religious, tribal, and ethnic conflict, all exacerbated by radical Islamic ambitions. One analyst, Harvard professor Samuel Huntington, wrote a book in which he summed up some of the ever-increasing problems that we would be facing, and he wrote this well over a decade ago in a book called The Clash of Civilizations and the Remaking of the World Order. Dr. Huntington wrote, "The West's victory in the Cold War has produced not triumph, but exhaustion. The West is increasingly concerned with its internal problems and needs as it confronts slow economic progress, and now we have a severe world recession, stagnating populations, and now we have low birth rates among many nations, unemployment, huge government deficits, a declining work ethic, low savings rates, and in many countries, including the United States, social disintegration, with drugs and crime running amok." This was written in 1998, over 10 years ago. How accurately prophetic that brief summary turned out to be, and how much worse world conditions have become since those sobering words were written. But as the popular saying goes, you ain't seen nothing yet. After describing chaotic world conditions to occur in the time of the end, which sound disturbingly like those we're beginning to see all around us, Jesus Christ, the world's greatest prophet, made the statement where he said, "All these are just the beginning of sorrows." The news we wish would go away, but it doesn't. What I've said thus far is really only a summary. The specifics, when we go deeper, are far more stark and scary. Consider the current recession. The previously exalted symbol of U.S. capitalism, the giant automaker General Motors, has gone into bankruptcy and is now literally controlled by the United States government, something that I would never thought I'd see in my lifetime. At the federal level, the president's budget deficit reaches into the figure called $2 trillion. I have no idea, nor do you probably, how much $2 trillion really is. Huge inflation and unwanted tax increases are also waiting ominously out there on the horizon, we're told. It seems that we have forgotten the biblical proverb that tells us that the borrower is servant to the lender. Will America's role as leader of the free world remain? You and I better hope that it does, because our standard of living really depends in large part on the stability that America provides in today's world. A lot of people don't appreciate and understand that. It raises the question, what's behind the general decline of the West? Back as far back as the mid-1960s, a political writer named James Burnham wrote a book titled Suicide of the West, a rather daunting title. He began by noting that between the years 1900 and 1960, the West, England, America, Western Europe, lost considerable ground both in territory and in population in comparison to the rest of the world. Mr. Burnham sought to understand why his conclusions were there. His conclusions were no surprise, really, to those who truly understand the Bible. Here's what he said. The contraction of the West really cannot be explained by any lack of economic resources or of military and political power. We must therefore conclude that the primary causes of the contraction of the West, which we can say today continues on, have been internal and non-quantitative, involving structural change or intellectual, moral, and spiritual factors, in a way, the will to survive. Now, this was written back in 1965, and really at that time, he put his thumb upon the heart of the problem. Moral, spiritual factors imply a belief in God and a set of standards which really are at the heart of the Ten Commandments. A loss of belief in a divine creator, combined with situation ethics, has played a major role in the declining influence and authority of the United States, Britain, and other nations in the Western world. And behind that is far more than you and I and most others really do realize. On our program today, A New World Disorder, we're offering a free booklet that will be a bit different, perhaps, than what you might think is going to be offered or we might talk about in this particular subject. It's a booklet entitled, Is There Really a Devil? This booklet shows how far these root causes that we've been talking about of decline and retreatment within the Western world really reach back into the past. Starting several centuries ago, and prompted by the theories of men such as Charles Darwin, who fabricated a way to explain creation without the Creator, many people began directly challenging the authority and the inspiration of the Bible. They began to really ridicule it as a mere myth and a superstition. The existence then of a spirit world, long accepted without question by those who believed the Bible, was cast away. The Bible reveals the existence of a spirit world headed by God the Father and His Son Jesus Christ, who rule the righteous angels in an angelic realm. This booklet, Is There Really a Devil?, explains the story of that angelic world, both good and evil. You need this booklet. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to Beyond Today. We'll be glad to send you a free copy of a booklet that will open your mind to understand something that you think you understand, but not fully to the degree and to the intent that you need to, and to understand this world and what is taking place behind it. The book of Revelation written by the Apostle John, contains one of the most pivotal passages in the Bible. In Revelation 12 and verse 9, we're told that that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, deceives the whole world. Now stop a moment and think about this one single verse. That verse tells us that the vast majority of the inhabitants of this world, and yes, even possibly you, are out of step with God. Most people believe things they're simply not true. They're taken in by false and lying philosophies of all kinds. There's another biblical passage also written by John that expresses the same basic spiritual concept. He wrote, "We," meaning Christians, "know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one." What John was saying, and what was revealed to him in Revelation, is that much that happens in this world is due to a struggle between powerful spiritual forces. Another verse, it's in the Bible in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, says, "We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." I said at the top of today's program that the human race as a whole has no real comprehension of the spiritual forces that are arrayed against it. I was speaking principally of the invisible demonic realm, the evil realm that has power to influence the minds of human beings and to trigger massive world events. There's a term that is often used called the spirit of the age. Most people fail to realize that the real source behind that spirit, the basic attitude of the age, remains the unseen demonic realm headed by Satan, the devil, called in another passage in the Bible, the God of this age. I want you to think and pause for a moment about the concept of spiritual forces. We get caught up in the fantasy world of the occult, vampires, demons, spiritism in our society today, and we get fascinated by fantasy concepts, not realizing that there really indeed is a reality of a spiritual world and spiritual forces that are at work behind the scenes that we don't often see in our world today. And to grasp the reality of that is far more than any author, anyone can ever conjure up in their own mind and put the words on paper. What the Bible says about the spirit world and its impact upon the human realm is quite fascinating, better than anything you could ever read in any other novel or any other presentation. Both the Old Testament book of Daniel, you see, and the New Testament book of Revelation describe something that we need to understand. It's the future emergence of a very great political, geopolitical power that's described, especially by Daniel, as to be headed by two charismatic individuals whom the Bible calls the beast, which is a political leader, and the false prophet, which is a religious leader. You've heard us talk about these two figures in other programs on Beyond Today. Speaking of the human race at the time of the end, God's word tells us that they worship the dragon, speaking of Satan, who gave authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, "Who's like the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" It's in Revelation chapter 13. You've heard of devil worship, but nothing, nothing like this. Such is the amazing extent of this absolute deception that this world's inhabitants will actually worship the devil and his chief human cohort who blasphemes God. Now, they won't call it devil worship, but your Bible does call it devil worship. And that is so complete, that deception, that it is backed up by misleading signs and wonders, that the vast majority of people will have no inkling of what's really happening to their world. People, you see, are asleep. Are you? Am I? It could be easily accomplished. We have to be on guard, vigilant, and alert. Take a quick look around in your world. Take a look at the magazine newsstands the next time you go through your supermarket checkout counter. Most periodicals that you see are, quite frankly, simply a waste of valuable time. And I speak that as someone who reads a lot of magazines and newspapers. But as I go through my checkout line or stop in my bookstore and look at the titles of the magazine covers there, I have to say I search in vain for something that's worthwhile to read. Today's massive obsession with the lives of celebrities or people who often drift from one meaningless experience into another really defies right logic and rationality. And quite frankly, those people and their lives have nothing to do with mine or yours. Most people today are just simply not interested in God's warnings from the pages of the Bible. When awesome events demand urgent action, when frightening world conditions require the soberest contemplation and deepest thought, the many millions of people doze off and are asleep. Today, you know, I have quoted a number of secular sources from books and from newspapers. Most were written by men who've studied world trends for many years, and their contributions to human understanding could be and should be deeply appreciated. Yet most of them think that if they could just get world leaders to follow their particular recommendation, things would turn out all right in the end. The latest idea, the latest philosophy. You know, wisdom from a very deeply respected American founding father, however, tells us something that we should note. After their presidential terms ended, John Adams and Thomas Jefferson carried on a lengthy correspondence in a letter that was dated July 9, 1813. President Adams told President Jefferson, he said, "While all other sciences have advanced, that of government is at a standstill, little better understood, little better practiced now than 3,000 or 4,000 years ago. What's the reason? I say parties and factions will not allow or permit improvements to be made. As soon as one man hints at an improvement, his rival opposes it. No sooner has one party discovered or invented an amelioration of the conditions of man or the order of society, the opposite party ridicules it, misconstrues it, insults it, persecutes it. This is the Achilles heel of democratic government, rife with party spirit and strife. Adversarial opposition parties focus mainly on attaining high office rather than helping those in power to rule wisely. Imperfect human governments, including multi-state organizations like the United Nations and the European Union, are not going to get a handle on today's disordered world problems. A new president, a new prime minister, will not change the direction of the United States or some other country in which it's headed. A change of administration does not halt the seemingly irreversible decline in morals and in character. Human efforts may fail, but there is coming a different government at the hand of God. Don't believe it? Well, stay tuned. We'll talk about it some more, and we'll find out just how close and real it really may be for you and I.
If you were the devil bent on killing the human race, you'd try to probably convince the world you don't even exist, that addictions, violence, and hate are normal human impulses when really your power influences people to destroy themselves. Understand why the world can't get beyond arrogance, anger, and greed in your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632 or go to beyondtoday.tv to see the supernatural source of conflicts and tragedies. Answer the big questions about good and evil in the world. Is the existence of the devil just a big joke found in the Bible or the absolute fact you can't read about anywhere else? Make sense of our world by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil? Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News Magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back to Beyond Today. We're talking today about the subject of a new world disorder. You saw an ad for our booklet that we are offering, Is There Really a Devil? You will also receive a free subscription to our magazine, The Good News. This particular edition actually is talking about the very subject of today's program, goes into more detail. Free one-year subscription will come to you, The Good News. You'll be sure to want to get that. We're joined with our panel, Gary Petty, Steve Myers. Gentlemen, this is a very deep, complicated topic in one sense, and yet we try to bring out the fact that it really has some simple solutions. But what is the cause of the disruption between nations, and why can't governments come to some solutions?
You know, the same problems that governments face are the exact same problems that we face as human beings one-on-one. And you know, every candidate, whether it's a mayor, the president, or a socialist leader, or a dictator, everybody promises we can fix everything.
That's how they get in office.
That's how they get in office.
Make a promise.
But the real problem with human government is human nature. Human beings. The problem is inside of us, and it is spiritual in nature. And nothing, no quick fix, there is no quick fix for human government, because the problem is human beings have to be changed for it to work.
Yeah, and I think you have to go a step farther even, that human beings make bad decisions and get in trouble. But there is a force that's greater than human beings, and it's a spiritual force. There is spiritual evil out there. And in this modern world, we try to push that aside and say, no, that's not reality. But it is reality. In fact, it's very clear. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9 talks about Satan, the devil, and it says he deceives the whole world. In other words, he's led the world astray. So it's not a fantasy. It is reality. That spirit evil world is a reality, and it's swaying governments and nations the wrong way.
You know, I was not taught that in school, in the history classes or any class on geopolitics and geography. Never learned that. You have to learn that from a different source. You know, we went to the scripture that Paul gave there in Ephesians 6, verse 19, about spiritual wickedness. What does that mean, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places?
Steve was talking about that there's another spiritual force. If you ask the average person, they would say there's a God. Most people believe in a God or a higher force. But if you ask them about Satan, it's amazing how many people actually don't believe that there is a real being. Satan may just be a cartoon character that somehow, you know, represents evil. But Satan is a real being. And Satan influences human behavior. Now, that doesn't erase the fact that we are responsible for our own behavior. But we do have to recognize that there is a force of evil in this world, and that force has a profound effect on you.
It's almost like a missing dimension.
Yes.
In world affairs.
We can't change until we know that.
Yeah, and I think in some ways we're a modern society. You know, it's not cool. It's not hip.
It's not scientific.
Yeah, it's not scientific to believe in the devil. And people make fun of that, that's some superstitious type of thing that's out there. But it is the reality of things. Your Bible tells you that Satan has blinded the minds of people. That he's the God of this world, and he's blinded people's minds. So that's a reality. That is, can't relegate that to fantasy.
You know, you mentioned fantasy, and people get caught up in the world of fantasy. There are novels that build whole world scenarios, all alternate universes, alternate stories of history based on fantasy. The Lord of the Rings is one, which have been very popular in our time. The movies and the books, and people get into the world of darkness and the world of spiritual forces clashing back and forth, and they are fascinated by that. And it's a fantasy. That's the genre. It's fantasy,
right.
But it captivates people and remains perennially popular. And what has really amazed me is that when you look into the Bible and you see that all of those books and stories really are based on the themes and actual stories and facts that the Bible talk about, that we've been talking about here today, these powerful forces. And that is far more interesting, far more real, and an explanation for our own real world today. And people scoff at that. They can't accept that, and yet they will spend hours and hours absorbed and live out in those fantasy worlds.
Yes. Yeah, you want to talk about, you know, end of the world scenarios, yeah, and scary themes and, you know, super special effects. Read your Bible. The Bible talks about the end of the age, talks about fantastic things that aren't fantasy. In the book of Revelation, it talks about this beast power, this awesome nation at the end that's going to rule the world. And it's interesting where the Bible says that nation and that man gets its power from. It talks about it's from the devil. It's from Satan. It's from the dragon. That sounds like a Lord of the Rings kind of a theme. But that's the reality of it. The spiritual world supplies that nation with, it talks about the throne, the power, and the authority. And that's that underlying spiritual wickedness that's behind the scenes. You can't see it on the outside, but it is out there, and we must be aware of it.
But many of the great fantasy stories,
yes,
actually come from basic themes in the Bible.
Themes and truths.
That's right. The battle of good and evil.
Right.
But what happens is, if people get into that so deeply and not know the Bible, mm-hmm, it gives them a distortion of what the reality is. What the Bible describes is reality. That's right. What's actually going to happen and is happening right now.
I wonder if some deep aspect of our life is really being triggered by these stories and a seeking for satisfaction, understanding, explanation.
It's our need to know that there's something bigger than us, that we have a purpose, and that there is good and evil, and that we somehow, we choose between good and evil. And in the end, good wins. That's what we want, good to win.
Yeah, and you can't relegate it to the entertainment value only.
Right.
You've got to realize this is reality.
Well, my advice always on that subject to people is, look, open the Bible. There's enough in there to absorb you for a lifetime and to understand, and it's real. It is truth. You know, we've touched also on the kingdom of God. Is it really impractical and unreal for us to talk about and look for the kingdom of God as a solution?
There is no government in the history of humanity that has ever tried to live by the kingdom of God. There's no government that has taken the teachings of Jesus Christ and then taken those teachings and actually built a civilization around those teachings. We can live by those teachings now. And we need to remember it's not a fantasy. Jesus Christ is returning to set up that kingdom, to remove Satan and bring about the peace and the society that we all actually long for.
Human government wants the effect of the kingdom
without the price.
That's right.
Well, we promise that too.
Yeah.
I mean, our politicians promise us that, don't they? Then they say, well, we're going to fix this and we're going to fix that, and somehow we're going to bring about world peace and we're going to solve these problems. If you look back in the history books, where do you find that actually happened for any extended period of time? Never happened. It never happened. I think then you look to what the Bible says. It says mankind does not know the way to solve his own problems. We just don't know how. We just get ourselves in deeper all the time. And so we need God's kingdom to be established. We need Jesus Christ to return and establish the kingdom of God. That's going to put us on the firm foundation to really solving man's problems.
That's right. It's not impractical, and it's not unreal.
Oh, no, it's very practical. It's about how everyday, daily life really works.
There's more for this subject. We're out of time at this point, but if you will, stay tuned. We'll have one final word to wrap up. We'll be right back.
In a world of pain, conflict, and destruction, how can you explain so much evil? After all, is there really a devil? You need to understand the unseen source of human suffering. Make sense of our world by calling toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free copy of Is There Really a Devil?
What's behind the chaotic conditions we see in the world around us? Why can't we solve the long-standing problems that threaten to overwhelm us? You need to understand where this world's going and why. And why we need God's divine intervention to save us from destruction. The Bible tells us Christ will bring the times of restoration of all things, the godly government and kingdom that mankind has always hoped for. Only God can rescue humankind by sending Jesus Christ to earth to save us from the chaos we have created. He will restore right government. As Revelation 11:15 says, of that coming time, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord and of His Christ, and He shall reign forever and ever. Be sure to watch us next time on Beyond Today. Thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.